have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Best evening show in the land, the people that get you ready for your weekend. It's Eggs Grits with a whole lot of ignorance, and it's your boy Yoshi in the building, and I am here with the best team in the land, my boy at Big Kid Envy and Bonnie Von Von. How y'all doing today?
Gelling.
That's it.
Hey.
We ain't got no vibes. No vibes?
Y'all know something different?
A little haircut? You got the lips same.
Got them lips.
The lip gloss.
I had a facial today.
Oh, you had a facial today. Okay.
Lip gloss popping.
Your lip gloss.
Yes. Had a nice and unexpected. What you pausing for? What's the pause?
What's up, LL? What's going on?
Start this early now. The show just starting.
Yeah, it is. Mama's tapping in. She says, "Hello, y'all."
I didn't say it. She said,
"Hey, Mama.
Everybody, all right today?"
Irie Mon.
Massive. Wagwan Massive.
Yes.
Let's get right into it. Let's not.
Damn. Uh oh. Jump all the way into it.
Vaughn. Elder Death.
Pause. I ain't got no top five. So.
Cut it out.
Oh, you got no top five?
Damn. I ain't got no top five. So we jumping straight
cut
in the pool.
Out.
Vaughn, do you have a more you know?
The more you know about facials.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Jay with the ink. Hey, man. One of the best tattoo artists I know out there. If you get a chance, follow him on all social media platforms. Jay with the ink.
Okay.
He got it. And he's also the host of one of our newest podcasts on the network, Peas in a Pod.
Tattoos cost too much.
Man, not for the work Jay do. Jay work is top notch. Jay work is top notch. If you could think it, he could do it. Plain and simple. He's probably the only person other than my brother that I would let.
All about creativity and artistry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, listen to me. Like, just go on his Instagram.
I love tattoos. It's just too expensive.
I'm about to get him to do a cover up for me, but He's really good. He's really good. Nah, no problem, bro. See, hey, Vaughn, good point. Good work, not cheap. And cheap work, not good.
Facts.
And no, I love tattoos. I love great work, but I just can't pay. Like, I just can't fathom. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. It don't make sense, the amount of money. I know it's the time, the effort that goes into it. Like, I get it. I mean,
it's like me paying in the strip club. I get it.
Duckies like that.
I don't pay in the strip club.
I definitely don't understand
that. Yeah. I recycle.
I'm not, like Al Bundy with the dollar on the string.
Recycling. Doing my part to save the planet. You know what I mean?
Oh,
damn right. Hey,
let's have a moment of silence real quick. The juice is no longer loose.
For what?
Apparently Vaughn has a lag.
The juice ain't loose. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
The juice is no longer loose. OJ Simpson passed today. We'll wait for her to catch it.
3, 2, 1.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What y'all not gonna do is talk about my Wi-Fi tonight. What you're not gonna do is put me 10 seconds behind. That's not what you're going to do.
Hey, listen. You're going to get Jeff.
What we not going to do tonight?
You're going to get Jeff to get the prayer warriors out.
Oh, my God.
What we not going to do is trip on my Wi-Fi tonight.
And Mr. C died today. So, RIP, people. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They going down.
Yeah, and
he didn't want to get caught up in that Diddy still.
And Diddy is still loose. All right. Tonight we don't have any stories.
We got no stories tonight.
Nah, we got a couple. Let me I gotta get them pulled up. Hold on. Evie is tickled like he's hey, the eggs, grits, and ignorance. EB's body butter done came in. So it'll be going on sale. Soon. All right, man. Let's actually let people have a reason to be here. Let's get to
I can laugh, boy.
All right, and the news is brought to you by EB's Booty Butter. And that's the advertisement.
I can't wait.
All right.
It's going out. It's going out today. Tomorrow. Sorry.
It's going out tomorrow.
I will be at the post office bright and early.
All right. So you remember a couple of weeks ago we covered the twins?
Yeah, they went viral.
And they went completely viral. I'm trying to
pull. And she said they be awake, the other sister be awake paying attention during sex.
Yeah, so
she confirmed that.
She said
reading a book or something, right?
Yeah, well, they posted, I got it right here. They posted, because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Let me see if I have the picture here. I still got the picture up here.
Tag team.
That's nasty.
Tag
team. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Well, where else would she be? Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one. But when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast. So she just puts the pleasure out of her mind. But how does she put it out of her mind?
bullshit.
How does she put it?
So you read the book, and soon as they climax with the book going down, then she's gonna climax with him. Like, that's
he must ain't coming with no thunder.
And then he ain't got no thunder behind him. When she is having fellatio, the sister got to be down there with her because they both joint.
They both head bobbing.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that
falls and the other one, like,
so what? Yeah. So what if one wants to swallow and the other don't?
Right. Make it make sense, man.
Hey, they're
not the creepy ones. He's the creepy one. He's a creepy one.
Maybe she should have married another conjoined twin.
Ah, that is a point.
That would make more sense.
The lie detector says
talking
that.
About a third wheel.
It's not really a third because, like, she just there.
But it's just two heads.
You know what I'm saying? Two heads are better than one.
Two heads better than one.
Fuck that shit.
Two heads are better than one.
There's no way she taking some back shots and reading a book.
No way.
Just because we can't understand it, doesn't. Or would that be an orgy? Oh shit! Yeah. Here come L.
Say yes.
An orgy would have more people, so they need one more conjoined twin to make an orgy.
No, they don't.
No, because that's a threesome. It's not technically a threesome because there's only two breasts and one vagina. So it ain't an orgy. It's just a crowded room.
Shit. That's what it is.
Sex files. Yeah, I'm done.
Well, I'm gonna tell you who else is done.
Nothing.
There is a Houston teacher who is arrested for sex trafficking after she was caught allegedly recruiting trouble girls to have sex with her 22-year-old son. According to Fox 26, Kedra Grisby, 42, is being accused of recruiting girls from her school, Klein ISD in Houston, and delivering them to her son, Roger McGee, who would engage in sexual acts with the teens and send them money afterwards. The three victims,
come on, teacher,
age 15, 16, and 17 are described to be runaways that were in need of a place to stay when Grisby took advantage of their vulnerability. Grisby would reportedly offer the girls a place to stay, which would be a hotel where they would partake in sexual activities with McGee. Police were able to obtain text messages between one of the minors and McGee that showed money being sent through Zelle for prostitution. Grisby was reportedly paying for the hotel rooms and was fully aware of the sexual relations McGee was participating in with the minors.
I thought you were going to say their last name was Combs.
Yo, that would have been messed up.
No Diddy.
What you mean?
It's too much going on.
Oh man, it's sad that that's what they're doing though. They need to stop.
Was she pimping? Mama, I don't know if she was pimping him out, but pimping the girls out?
She was pimping the girls.
Oh, she was definitely pimping the girls. Both. Shit, she was doing both.
Shit. Fuck it. I mean, pimping. Since pimping was pimping, so.
Speaking of pimping, I was listening to Poe Pimp.
Diddy.
And still Poe Pimping. This morning on my way to work.
Poe Pimping?
Is it still Poe Pimp? You know, Do or Die. You don't remember that group, Do or Die?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't listen to their music like that. Probably had one good song.
They may have had two or three good songs. That's it.
Yeah, so that's a one for me.
Do you might have been dope down the backseat of Caddy.
Right. Okay, so I remember that one song, but the rest of it was whack because
it was that
booty music.
No, that wasn't booty music. That was some other next level shit that we weren't ready for.
I was
for.
Listening to that in the South. That wasn't no up north shit.
I don't know. That was up down south either. That was Midwest.
That was West. That was the West. Yeah, that was the West. Yeah,
well, they should have kept that shit over there.
Let's get into this last story. How many of y'all have ever eaten a Lunchable?
Lunchables is the shit.
Well, Lunchables reportedly are found to contain relatively high lead levels and can put you at risk of cancer.
I used to steal my kids' Lunchables.
Yeah, nah, they're highly processed and regularly eating processed meat and main ingredient in many of these products has been linked to increased risk of some cancers. Yeah, so stay out the Lunchables.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. All right. Let's get into this. Let's get into our room. I got some relationship questions for y'all here. And I'm anxious to hear the responses. Our first question is, a man is dating two women. He lies to one about this and is truthful with the other. Vaughn, which relationship does he value more?
None.
What do you mean none?
He don't value nothing but himself. He doesn't value. How you lying to one? You lying to both. Us. You can't tell. He's telling the other one what she want to hear more than the other one. You're lying to both. You just can't. You're lying to both. At some point, you're not telling the full truth to one and omitting truth to the other. You're lying to both.
Okay. What'd you say, E?
He values both of them.
He values both of them. Okay.
Both of them.
Okay. Why do you believe bullshit. He values both of them?
I call bullshit.
Why you gotta call bullshit? It's true. You can value both of them because
the only thing he values is where he's gonna stick his little wee wee.
It's that's valuable.
All
you
want to value.
That is a value. Stroke time is valuable. You know what I'm saying? Stroke
time is valuable.
Hell yeah. Stroke time is valuable. And so is home time. Home time is valuable. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you got them both under control. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Go ahead.
If you're a good cheater, both relationships are valuable. Because you're getting the relationship, which is what you want. Nah, it's true. You get the relationship. You know what I'm saying? That companionship, all that good shit over there, the family, all that. And then you get in that freaky ass sex you ain't supposed to have. That is a valuable situation.
All right. I think we're gonna fire up some people here. We'll see what you guys think. A man doesn't want a woman to go through with the pregnancy. Later he feels he shouldn't pay child support because she wanted the child and he didn't. Does he have a point?
No. He don't got no fucking point. He don't got no fucking say. If he wanted say, he should have put on a fucking condom.
But let's say he put on a condom.
Right.
Let's say he put on a condom. And she
accident happened.
Accident, you know, it's not an accident. It's just 99.9. This is the 0.01.
Okay. This is how I feel about it. If he was upfront with her and if he's up front with her and tell her he does not want a child and they're being safe about it and accident happened, then she, I feel there's, okay, my thing is at the end of the day, I think he's an asshole for even saying that, but she got to understand from the beginning where he is with it. The expectation of him being there, she'd go ahead and need to be understand that she's gonna be a single parent.
Don't fuck. If you're not willing to have kids and take care of them, don't fucking have sex. Stay at home and beat your fucking meat.
Or get snipped.
It's not reversible.
Yeah, or get snipped. Like, I mean, if you're really at the point where you don't want kids.
Are you sure? I heard it was.
What? It is not as reversible.
No. That getting a vasectomy. Getting your tube stopped
is not as reversible.
Yeah, it's not as reversible. But like I said, I mean, like I'm at a point now where I don't want no damn kids. So, no more. I want to say no more.
You got about 15.
No more kids. So I've been struggling with going and getting the surgery because I don't want to come across this. I don't want, and if anybody wants to have kids, I don't even want to talk to them.
Give them a facial.
So what's the struggle?
I'm kidding out. I'm going to get it. It's just having an operation down there. You don't know they could fuck up, and now I ain't getting no sex. Like, none. Like, I can't even get it up.
End up with that Hitler.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't have them problems. I don't want them medically induced problems.
Pulling up to the show with one testy.
Yeah, no, or I can't even get up. Like, the soldier can't get the attention.
Okay. Hey, man, they got blue chews and
no, 12 shots. They clip it so that, like, it don't work. Like, no more.
Not the blue chews.
I've been told that niggas that's paralyzed from the waist down can still
have
sex.
No soldiers standing at attention no more.
That's what I don't want.
You don't want to get clipped like a dog. Shit. But yo, just stop fucking. Pull out. Make sure your pull out game is strong. Give them facials. Apparently that's a thing. You know what I'm saying?
The rubber hose. All right. On the other side of this, a woman gets an abortion during a rough patch of her relationship and doesn't tell the man. They go on and get married. Is this marriage built on a lie?
Hell yeah.
Is it?
Hell yeah.
What makes you say
that?
I'm leaving.
It's an omitted.
You asked me no questions
that needed to.
You asked me no questions. I will tell you no lies.
That's bullshit.
That's straight up bullshit.
It ain't about that.
All day long.
I can't ask you a question that I'm not suspicious of, so I'm not gonna ask the question.
Straight up,
but at the same motherfucking time,
hey, that's not my fault. Not, you don't,
but no. What if? All right, so what if she put? Because you know, abortions are risky, even in this day and age, they're risky. So you have an abortion, and now you can't have kids. You done fucked it up, and it's gonna come out. Well, what happened? Why? Oh, well, you had this scar tissue from that abortion. Oh, really? Well, how long ago was that? When did you do that? You're going to have to lie to lie to lie to keep lying.
Yeah, like Yeah, nah.
I don't believe that lies belong
to marriage. The relationship is built on a lie.
I don't believe that lies are
belong
to marriage.
Of course not. Lies don't belong in any situation. Well, let me back
if up. I have to lie to a woman that I'm dating, I am not going to marry her. No, but serious. If I have to lie to a woman that I'm dating, I'm not marrying her. I might keep the relationship, but I'm not gonna marry her. I'm not gonna get into nothing.
Right.
Nah, because if the truth like ever that. Comes out, I'm not willing to deal with it. Period. You know what I'm saying? So fuck it. If you out here take aborting notes, and lying to niggas, fuck you.
Hey, listen. I just push the buttons. I'm just trying to make sure that we get that conversation is had. All right. Next up, your significant other quits their job because they want to become a rapper. The mixtape is dropping next week, but so are the bills. Would you support them?
Her pussy better be pink and her booty hole brown.
I'm focusing on my rap career. That's all I'm saying. I'm just gonna focus on my rap career.
What you rapping, Vaughn?
My rap name is Young Lee. Young Lee, she's so spicy.
Matter of fact, you did post so that you was rapping this. Vaughn did post on Facebook she about to be a rapper. And what would be her rap name? I've been thinking something with them lips. Young Lee.
Young Lee, she's so like spicy.
you are on one with that shit.
My God. There's no good rap names left.
No. And that died a long time ago. All right, next question. During a drinking game, you find out that your significant other had a same-sex sexual encounter during college. How would you feel, Vaughn?
I know it is a double standard. I already know. But mother sucker, heck, no, I'm sorry. I just, don't tell me. That's one thing you are allowed to not tell me.
Keep your saucy ass.
Don't tell me. I would never see you the same.
And man,
I
will
never see you the same.
You can't.
A little boosty.
A little bit of boosty. That's all he did.
Nah.
Nah. Hell no. You wanted it.
One lie that you can keep to yourself. I do not want to. I do not need to know. Okay.
One time in bank camp.
Trumpets and trombones.
What about you, E?
Shit, I'm gonna ask where the tape at. I need to see evidence of this.
What?
My significant other is a female, so therefore, who don't want to see that's two females rubbing up against each other? That's a no-brainer for me. I want to know if you still had these feelings. I want to know, how can we marinate this?
How can we finesse it?
How can we get mo?
Well, I ain't trying to finesse my situation. Fuck that.
Yeah, nah, that's please gruesome. Don't tell me. Yeah, that's gruesome.
I got PTSD.
No, right.
Question for everybody out there, since you know, little question for everybody out there. How long can your partner say no to sex before it starts affecting your relationship? Once.
Never.
No, nigga, what?
Because you ain't fucking me. Who you fucking, motherfucker?
That's damn right. Keep saying no.
Nope.
Keep saying no. I could do a couple months now.
What?
If she want to say no, I could do a couple months. But best believe, after that couple months, something getting slid in. It's either going to be you or some other female running around here showing me some fucking attention.
No, she gonna buy you that the what you call it, the pussy thing?
I will beat my own shit before I get caught sticking it in the corner or some fucking weird lip looking thing of the throat goat 5000 or some rubber ass
pussy
like,
pocket. Nah. That's what it's called.
I don't give a fuck if the pussy came with a wallet. My dick ain't going in that. Never.
right.
Never.
On the line of no. Vaughn, what, since you've been sexually active, what's the longest you've gone without having sex?
I went a few years, actually.
A few years?
And that was by choice. I wasn't in a relationship. I think maybe 2 years I went with no sex.
Okay. Evie, what about you?
Shit, I'm working on like year three.
Now?
These bitches don't interest me. Like, I'm not about to be out here fucking just one, they too young, or they all want to be married. Like, I'm not fucking about to get into no relationship just to fuck. Nope. Hell no. So.
Nah, and using your body. I know that's right. I know that's right. You better stand up for your rights. Ain't gonna use you.
This ain't no damn Me Too movement. Fuck that. Use me for my body. That's all I want. Fuck that shit. I don't want no relationships. Like, I don't want to be responsible for women's feelings. Fuck your feelings. So if you can't meet me on my level, which is now, if you can't meet me on my level, which is we can be cool and fuck, then it ain't gonna be nothing. Damn,
you don't want to be responsible. And you just gonna be feelings. Okay.
Hell no. What the fuck for? You know what I mean? That shit is whack. Mm. I'm not on no marriage. Yeah, no. Now, see,
you don't have to be on marriage. It could be just a long-term commitment.
I got this females or a female that I would commit to in a sense that she would be the only one, but she don't live near me. You know what I'm saying? So that shit, I'm not about to do no long distance fucking shit. Nah, that shit I ain't doing. You know what I mean? So I can, if it happened in my area, it's going down. I'm slaying some dragons. But I will not be like, you're not going to see me and just be like, oh, that's my new husband. Nope.
You never know. Never say never, okay? You just never know.
I will never know.
The universe has a way of showing up in our lives. Changing our perspective.
I don't give a fuck. I'm telling you right now. I don't give a fuck. And you, listen, you got to remember, we've talked about this before, where Yoshi knows I'm the relationship guy. I'm the one that's always in a fucking relationship. I'm never out here fucking hoeing like I should be. You know what I'm saying?
So like you should be.
I'm telling you, yo, I've had good women, very good women, loving, take care of their kids, want to feed you, want to say all the right things, some do all the right things. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah, I don't give a fuck if God came down and handed me some pussy and said, this is the woman you going to marry. I'm going to get in trouble. Going against God.
You better take it.
No, I won't.
You don't go against God.
You don't know that. Against God. I probably did already.
Oh my God.
I probably did already. I will not.
I'm looking for my drink. I said it.
There is absolutely. There's no person on this earth that can convince me that marriage is for me again. No person. I don't give a fuck. Now, like I said, I would do a wedding ceremony. I would do a wedding ceremony. No, a wedding ceremony. You're marrying. You're getting married. I'm not going to sit up here and bullshit the words. Oh, well, I commit to this blah, blah, blah. No. It would be a full blown out wedding ceremony with no marriage license. I would never sign another fucking marriage license.
Who did that? Who had a marriage, a ceremony and they didn't? Was it... Mandisi's and Old Girl.
Don't nobody watch that.
Yeah, don't nobody watch that.
Don't nobody watch that.
That was years ago. That was years ago.
Didn't nobody watch that back then?
Y'all did. Don't act like y'all ain't.
I ain't never watched that. I don't even know if that was.
I forgot the girl name.
I know it's one of them shows, loving hip hop or loving basketball or
who's
a fucking Miami.
Yeah, whatever. That's it. Yandy and Mendeecees.
Listen, that is. I'm not. No, hell no. I don't give a fuck. I don't care if what Harlem Nights. That bitch got that sunshine.
I know
you can throw it up, throw her pussy up in the air, just that ain't me,
baby.
So I got a question.
Tell mama,
I got a question for both of y'all.
Okay.
So what if Evie? This is just a what if, okay? What if you y'all get married and she does not take your last name? She keeps her last name.
Then we ain't married.
I'm not.
Yes, you are. You signed the marriage.
I ain't signed shit. Mm-mm. Well, I didn't sign anything.
Nah, cause
so she has to take your name.
Yep,
in some form.
You're not gonna take her name.
I'm okay.
If
I'm okay with hyphenating. I'm okay with hyphenating.
But she got okay. So what if she did take your name, but she still legally, still go by her maiden name?
If she did it for business. If she did it for business purposes, that's fine.
But I ain't got to worry about that. I'm
actually kind of going through that now with her soon-to-be husband. Like, she just became a nurse practitioner. And apparently, like, all the paperwork that they got to fill out.
Yeah, it's rough. You got to change that shit legally.
She's like, it's crazy how much, and for every license that she has, she has to change
her name.
She has to pay for a new license.
Yep.
So, and each license was a couple of, like, one of them was like $1,500. And so to keep his name legally, to legally change her name, she would have to get all, I think she got like 7 licenses, and like the cheapest is like $700. The most is like $1,500. And she was like,
this is the thing.
They're in a dispute now because he wants her to take his last name, but
that's stupid because everywhere you go and you're being introduced, you're going to be Mr. and Mrs. Blank. We not going to say 15 different names. Everybody know you, my wife. You're going to be Mrs. Kareem. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to introduce you as so-and-so with your last name. I'm not doing that.
Like, professionally, that's a little old school. As I sit here and think, like, as long as my children have my last name, I'm kind of.
Yeah, I'm good with that, too. But I'm like this. Like, I'll walk into, let's say I go to your work. Me and Vaughn is married. I go to Vaughn's holiday party.
This is my husband.
Yeah, like, and they say, hey, they don't know me, so they go, hey, how you doing, Mr. Lee? All right, cool. Fuck it, I'm Mr. Lee tonight. I might karate kick a nigga in the back if I don't like him, but I will be that for the night. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with shit, but like, well, everybody know who I am to you. Everybody knows who you are to me. So name is just a name.
Yeah, as I think about it, yeah.
Let me spin it for a second. So let's just say you are married. Yeah. Let's just say you're married and you go to the holiday party and people still address her by her maiden name, but they know she's married. Would you be
a that's the name they know?
Yeah,
that's like
she's married.
Yeah, but I mean,
it doesn't matter. You look at Die Hard 2.
Do you think she's Die Hard 2, trying? Let's just say it's not a holiday party, let's just say it's not a work gathering and it's a social gathering.
Those people know you. They don't know me. All they know is that I am your husband.
No, they do know you. No, they can possibly know my husband.
Those are your peoples.
They know, yeah. They know that you're my husband, but they still call me by my last name. But they do know your last name. Would you be offended? Would you ask her?
Why would I be offended? They're addressing you. They're addressing you.
But you wouldn't find that kind of weird?
No. That's your name.
I would. I would find that weird.
They can only address you by what you go as.
Because I'm like, are you trying to hide something?
Ain't trying to hide shit. I only know how to call you by your last name, like Yusuf, like he gonna be at work, he Mr. English. Everybody say Mr. English, Mr. English. I walk up in that school like, yo, what up, Yosh? They gonna be like, huh? What? Who the fuck is he talking to? Then they're gonna associate what I'm saying to him because he's gonna respond. You know what I'm saying? But everybody knows him as Mr. English. They're not going to expect him to be called nothing different. You know what I'm saying? All my friends call me a variation of my name. I'm EB, E. Even if motherfuckers don't even know my real name.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows a variation of me because I give them that information. It's up to you to be like, no. I am Mrs. Kareem. This is who I am. That's up to you to change that shit, not people to just know and adjust. It's not offensive. It's not offensive to be called by your name. It's still your name. You think your father, your mother is going to discredit the fact that your name is the name they gave you on the birth certificate? You still going to be that child to them. But they going to call you by your name. They going to call you if I know you as Vaughn and we dated and we got married and I end up going to family reunion for the first time and your aunt walk up to you and go, hey booger snooger, I'm not gonna go, hey yo, don't be calling my wife that. That's what the fuck she wanna call you. That's exactly what the fuck your ass is.
I get that.
It's a name.
Look, you see what my name said.
Names are to identify.
She said, I won't ever answer to Kareem. Ever. Well, ever.
She can't. She ain't married. She ain't married. So how the fuck she can't answer to something. Yo, I'll give you a prime example. I went to a family reunion. It was my ex-wife's family reunion. Now, my wife had legally changed her name, so she was Kareem. But when they was doing like the little family introductions, who's this in the family, who's that in the family, the woman got flustered when she was talking, and she called me E.B. Jackson. I didn't get offended. She got flustered. On the introduction, whether she was going to say Kareem or Jackson. Jackson is their fucking name.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Jackson was my ex-wife's maiden name. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. I didn't get offended. It still associated me with being married into the family. It doesn't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody mm-hmm. knew what was up because they knew who my ex was to that family. So, okay. But niggas wasn't walking up to me like, hey, Mr. Kareem. Because the one nigga that did, I checked him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he really, like, walked up to me like, hey, Jackson, this, that, and that. Nah, nigga, I will whoop your fucking ass, nigga. Like, you know my fucking name. You been calling me EB for the longest. Don't never fucking walk up to me and call me something else out my fucking name. I'll fucking beat the shit out.
Oh, gosh. Don't get violent.
You know what I'm saying?
Violence solves problems.
Choose violence, my nigga.
But I had to check the nigga because of that, though. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't let that shit slide. Because you being funny. You want to be funny? All right, we could be funny, but you're going to be laughing with my foot in your ass. Mm. But if you don't know, because I've had that happen. Hey, Mr. Jackson. Yo, what up?
At least I didn't call you Miss Jackson.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
All right.
No can do.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and get on out of here for the day. Von, Evie, once again, want to thank the people for tapping in with us. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Von, tell the people how they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Von Boncella. You can find me on Facebook at Von Lee. You can also find me on my other podcast at The Very Necessary Podcast. Check us out every Wednesday on all platforms. And you can catch me here kicking it with my crew, as ignorant as it can be.
Yeah. Evie, how can they find you?
Yo, you can find me on Instagram. BIGKIDENVI_chops. Yeah.
And you can find me in the trap. It's going down. But mostly you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at the Ninth Wonder, on Facebook, Yoshi English, on Twitter, aka X at IamCoachE_, and TikTok at RELSTAT Podcast. Also, catch me on Monday and Wednesdays on my other podcast, Relationship Status. My boy CL and Neek, we do's what we do, talk all things relationships. Until the next time, everybody, we're out.
Booty butter.
Bye.
Bye.